This is the 7:42 Newcastle to Edinburgh Waverley train. Around me there's the usual mix of early morning commuters and day trippers heading north. And like thousands of people each year, they'll pass through a picturesque but divided town on the banks of the River Tweed. Berwick is arguably the most recognisable border town in England, and the Scottish influence on this place is clear to see.
So, if I look in the till, you can separate out the Scottish and English banknotes here. We accept either. £10 notes, probably talking maybe 40% of those are Scottish.
Gavin Jones and his wife run a shop called Jones & Jones that makes tea and coffee hampers.
I think if Scotland becomes independent, it'll change our lives, and particularly if there's a border crossing where we've got to carry our passports, we'll be more likely to go south into England than to go north into Scotland. So for businesses like mine, which are 3 miles from the border, we may have fewer customers coming through the door, and it will impact our livelihoods.
The referendum debate has so far focused on the big national issues, oil and gas, and what currencies two different countries would use. Berwick, as though, say no one has yet talked about the practical implications that would come with independence. Berwick's ceremonial mayor, Isabel Hunter, says the physical impacts of independence wouldn't be felt in London or Glasgow, but they would be felt here.
We don't know what's going to happen, and we don't have a voice. We can't vote. We just have to sit and wait on what the people in Scotland actually decides what they want to do.
Berwick has changed hands between Scotland and England 13 times in its long history, and there are people beginning to ask, would the town be better off in Scotland? Hello. In one of the town's many coffee shops, I meet Brian Martin, a local businessman and entrepreneur.
We would be better off in Scotland, that the border should go back down the Tweed. I know it would split Berwick in two, but I think it would actually make the town more attractive for visitors.
And the reason behind Brian's preference?
We are the absolute forgotten end of England. And really, Westminster don't really know about Berwick. For me, come out of Westminster, go to Holyrood. I think we can start a whole new life in Berwick, being Scottish.
We don't know for certain yet whether an independent Scotland would lead to border posts being created. The Yes Scotland campaign say it wouldn't, but the Better Together campaign say if Scotland had a different immigration policy to the rest of the UK, then passport checks would be needed. And as for different currencies, well, Alex Salmon says Westminster will back down and allow Scotland to share the pound if they vote yes in September. Putting the arguments to one side, Isabel Hunter believes the current debate does give Berwick the chance to sell itself, though.
If businesses in Scotland are not wanting to stay in Scotland and wanting to relocate, they're talking about going to London and that. Berwick should actually be knocking on their doors and saying, do you want to come to us in Berwick?
So we return to that fundamental question. Is Scotland a threat or an opportunity for the North East? Well, it would appear at the moment the residents of this historic border town see it as both.